But is there any particular item that can't be advertised, anything like that? I had a complaint this weekend, I'll tell you.
Well, you want to get into specifics of it?
Yeah, somebody said I can't say bong in my ads.
That's correct.
Or they can't say bong.
That's
in
true.
In his ads. Was
That's
the,
right.
Was phrased.
There are general, about the only thing specific that has been put out has been the code by the National Association of Broadcasters, which is a code that broadcasters have established for themselves. I don't have it here. I won't attempt to paraphrase it, but it puts out very general guidelines. And again, this is not a governmental agency. This is an agency, a trade association of radio and TV commercial broadcasters all over the country, which puts out general guidelines involving areas of business endeavor that they advise that it would be better for radio stations and television stations not to get into in terms of acceptance. In terms of paraphernalia advertising, this is a relatively recent issue and consideration for us, one in which we're reviewing. And in terms of the complaint that you got, yes, that's true. That's correct. It was an accurate complaint.
Everybody knows what a bong is. It's not an illegal thing.
That's right.
All right. I thought it was relevant. I told them I would bring up their boss's concern. With that, we're going to go back to phone calls. We'll be on the air for another 20 minutes. We're talking about station policy here on KQRS and engineering specifics, if you're so inclined. Thanks for waiting so long. Go ahead. You're on KQ Scope.
Yes, I was wondering, we're in the restaurant business, and I'm asking about how much it is for commercial advertising.
You want to try the question on me again?
Yes, we're in the restaurant business, and we're wondering how much it costs, you know, for commercial advertising on radio stations.
You mean I'm getting a sales inquiry right now?
Looks like.
Can I invite you to call tomorrow? I will be happy to give you very quickly a very wide range of rates, for example, because the general listening audience may have a general interest in that, and sometimes when I get out to classes and talk, they say, what does it cost to buy a one-minute spot on KQ? Okay, so based on our current local rate card, the cost for a one-minute advertisement on KQRS can range from as low as $16 per minute to as high as $61 per minute. So it gives you a range, and I would say somewhere in the vicinity of $40 to $50 per minute would be the cost area that you would probably be interested in, assuming that you didn't want to buy time after 1 a.m. in the morning, between 1 and 6, where some small advertisers do start using the radio station because they may have a very limited budget, so they'll try some spots in the early morning hours, and they find quite frequently that they do work and they do begin to get people coming in and frequenting their business, and then the business begins to grow, and we're very pleased to see that after a while they're able to support a larger advertising budget and can begin buying us in the daytime hours between 6 in the morning and roughly midnight or 1 a.m. So that'll give you a quick idea. If you'd like further details, feel free to call us tomorrow at the station.
Would it be fair to say that you got a plan way ahead?
It would be wise to say that.
In other words, if you're a business,
it is, but it is wise to say it simply because of the demand of advertising on the radio station, and especially at certain times of the year. Lately, it has been at all times of the year, but because of the tremendous demand by advertisers to be on this radio station, because we do have a relatively low commercial profile in the station. 10 minutes an hour relates to 18 minutes an hour at one of the leading radio stations in the community. And also we hold at 12 units, meaning that we carry 12 commercials totally. The radio station that carries 18 minutes an hour may not hold at that, and if they were carrying 30s, they'd have 36 different commercials in a one-hour period. But nevertheless, because of those tight controls, because we do take people on a first-come, first-served basis, and because we try to honor advertisers as best we can and give everybody an opportunity to be on the station, it is wise to begin planning your advertising a couple of months in advance. It's wise any time, no matter what your business or what medium you're planning to use.
Well,
hello?
I'm sorry. Goodbye. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes,
although I didn't really agree with your new format, I just like to say I appreciate the way you play all the cuts to their full length and how you've always done that. And then I have a question. I was wondering how it's decided and who decides which movies will be shown at the KQ Midnight Movies.
We work in tandem with the people at the Plitt Theaters in selecting the motion pictures to be used. Generally, I think they try to balance it out with occasionally doing a movie that features a motion picture done at a concert. They may try and get in a comedy movie. They may try and bring in a dramatic kind of film. We work with the people and rely largely on the judgment of the people who are involved in the motion picture industry, because we consider them to be far more expert at that. There are many films that we would like to show that are not available due to various policies from the film production companies, the distributors, as to whether that film is available for a midnight kind of showing. There are also other films that are available that we might not care to select those to show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you could tell me, since you've gone to that new format, you've had a lot of negative reaction, like majority of the people have reacted negatively. Why do you keep on with that new format?
All right, I'll qualify what you just said. A majority of the listeners, of the letters, rather, that I get with comments which pertain to the format may be negative in part or in total. If I get a phone call, it's from someone generally who is not pleased by the format, and not from someone who is pleased with the format. We also maintain at the radio station a phone log of calls which come in during business hours. That's between 9 and 5, roughly, Monday through Friday. Anytime a listener or a telephone caller calls to make a comment about the format, either pro or con. And so, therefore, when you say that a majority of the people do not like the format, I don't want you to interpret what I've been saying as saying that a majority of the people, quote, don't like the format, because I'm saying that a majority of the people who contact the radio station may not be pleased with one aspect of the format or another. Some of those who write in or call in to complain also write or call to also say, but I still listen. You're still the best around. Some of them don't have any interest in even saying that. They may call or write to say that you're the worst around. But frequently I have to feel that if they're taking the time and that they're that emotionally involved at this radio station, even if it's out of a strong feeling of dislike, that it's because they must still be listening to the radio station. Because why would they bother to take the time if they're strictly listening to their records or strictly listening to their cassettes? So the ratings don't show us that a majority of the people that we're trying to reach don't like the radio station. The ratings show us that a lot more people listen to this radio station, twice as many, in fact, as did during the best of our freeform progressive days.
See, I had another question. I was wondering if it would be possible that you and some television station would ever have a simulcast with that movie, The Song Remains the Same, Led Zeppelin.
I doubt it. It's not because it might be impossible that we and some TV station might not ever have a simulcast, but, on the particular film that you suggested, I'm just saying I doubt it because no one has proposed it. I don't know if that would be an appropriate programming vehicle for a simulcast. I think that the most appropriate things for programming vehicles for simulcasts are something of a local nature, like the thing that we did with KTCA Television 2 years ago, when we did a one-hour live simulcast that featured all local Twin Cities musicians.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling, and thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I was wondering about, there was a caller, he already brought up the Midnight Album Art, and I was wondering, like, your windowpane acetate hour or something, like, if you couldn't schedule one of those a week or something like that of a new album, a popular album, something that, like you said, well, something that people would be sure to listen to or something, like a new Rolling Stone album, like when you first get it before most people hear it, I'd think that it would be an attraction and that they'd probably want to listen to something like that.
Well, the Midnight Album Hour is only removed from the Windowpane Acetate Hour by about 3 hours and four additional nights. The Windowpane used to be Monday nights, 9 o'clock. And we do have the Midnight Album Hour now, 5 nights a week at midnight, plus a classic album hour on Saturday night. But the other thing, of course, that's somewhat different is that the range of artists played on the Midnight Album Hours, admittedly, is not as great as the range which was featured on the Windowpane. One programming suggestion that what was made recently involved our coming up with a new hour of specific kinds of music by artists that would be compatible to our format. And we're always passing along the good suggestions that we do get from people, particularly those suggestions where someone comes up with an idea that hadn't occurred to us before and that just might make sense not only commercially but also artistically as well. And I can't say that we wouldn't be adding an additional hour or more to our format in the future at specific times, but I can't say that we, you know, there's actually anything I can tell you about that's in the plans right now.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I object to you cutting off like a fantastic guitar solo by the Allman Brothers. They're, you know, the last couple stanzas of Truckin' by the Grateful Dead. You know, I realize this contradicts what somebody else just says, but I suppose I'm just asking, do you play songs for a certain time limit, like for 4 minutes, and then you have to cut it off, or what's the deal?
No, not necessarily. It's just that a song may be great, but the ending to a particular song may take forever to end, and so
yeah,
at some point we step in. I don't think that it has been our intention, and I'd have to speak for the announcers in saying that I think generally they do try to be fairly careful and meticulous in terms of not stepping on the music too much, but sometimes it does happen. It is not by intent. It's more by perhaps the impatience of the guy who's on the air, like, you know, gee, that sounds great, but let's get on with it.
Yeah.
I think it's that kind of thing. I think it's more of a human reaction than it is station policy.
Okay, and also I was just wondering, is that Marshall Tucker thing going to be on New Year's Eve?
Correct. At 10:30 p.m., 2 hours, New Year's Eve.
Oh, fantastic.
Hope you enjoy it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead. You're on KQ Scope.
Could you tell me why you don't have a bus line?
A what?
Have a what?
A request line.
Well, we have a line called the studio line. It is a line where, when the announcer is available and able to do so, he'll answer the phone directly and you can have a chance to give him your input. We don't consider it to be a request line because we were not a request radio station.
Right. Why don't you ever play any Grand Funk on there?
I guess it's because we're not a request radio station.
And I'm glad of it for that reason.
Well, you remember back to Labor Day, you had the 92 top album cuts?
Yeah.
Number 88 was Closer to Home, but Grand Funk.
Okay.
Well, why? They're popular enough.
Why did we play it?
Yeah.
Because it was number 88.
Well, I heard number 92 on there.
Okay, but if we're going to play the top 92 cuts and Grand Funk is number 88, we're going to play it, right?
Yeah, but I haven't heard it yet.
You haven't?
No.
You heard it then, didn't you?
Just once.
Okay, it was the top 92, but that didn't necessarily mean the top 92 album cuts according to what we play on the air. It was the top 92 album cuts according to the research that we had done either across the country or locally in the market.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I got a quick comment and a quick question.
Shoot.
When was the date that you were going to put the new IDS antenna up?
Sometime in the spring. It's very hard to pin down a date because there are a lot of technical matters that, you know, just have to be checked out, finalized, checked out, and so it's hard to pin down a date.
Okay, I didn't think I heard a certain date. I was missing it or something.
We've been working on this project actively for 4 years. It's been on the drawing boards for about 8 years, and it's been talked about for 10 years. So I wish I could tell you a date, but that's how complicated it has been. It's a tremendously important project, and it will mean a tremendous boost for FM listeners both at home and in car when it does occur. But it's a somewhat delicate system, and we want it to work right. We want it to serve all five of the FM stations involved, want it to serve their respective listening audience as well. And so after about the last 3 years of telling people that it would be next year and having it continued to be delayed, you know, we find that we just can't put a specific date on it.
Okay. And comment is, I just like to say it. I think KQ is one of the best stations, and they, you know, people are calling in saying, "Oh, you turn into top 40 and stuff." But if they were to turn it to another channel, I mean, you could get nothing to compare with it. You know, KQ Morning Feature Artist, mini concerts, you know, Sidetrack Sundays, things like that. I just saying it's a great station.
Well, I thank you for your comment, but I also qualify in behalf of the people who call to criticize and complain. I have had very strong criticisms about the radio station in terms of letters that we receive and also in phone calls that I've received. And we continue to encourage people to write letters to the program director at the station, to the program department, or directly to me. And also we encourage people when they feel so moved to phone the radio station, because it is important that people be able to express themselves and be able to make their voice heard. And I think the fact that we do this radio program indicates that we like to dialogue with the people who are the most important to us, and those are the listening audience. And on behalf of the people who call to complain, most of the time you do find that the people who don't like it are the ones who call, and the people who are satisfied just keep listening.
Right.
And even the ones who don't like it keep listening, because I have to believe that many of the people that do have strong feelings, sometimes the stronger the feeling, the more that I think that person may listen almost exclusively to this radio station. I'm not saying that that's always the case, but it certainly shows they have a strong feeling, and they have to be involved with listening to the station still to still maintain that kind of strong feeling. But thanks for your positive comment.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for playing the Blues Brothers now lately, too.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I'd like to make an editorial comment along that line, because I'm one of these people who'd rather listen to Roland Kirk than to Aerosmith. But for what it's worth, Dick Poe is my friend, and even keeping that in mind, people ought to realize that you don't listen to other stations where the management comes on and takes grief. It don't happen.
I don't know that it doesn't, but I haven't.
I don't know that it happened.
The only other station
I don't like everything you do, but you take the heat.
Well, the only other station I know of that's done it was a few years ago when Channel 4 would have a manager come on for about a half hour, and that was really tough because he had to sit on camera.
Fortunately,
he gets some very polite people, because if you got to sit there and you know, and maintain a relatively pleasant smile while someone is pouring it on, I think that would really be tough. But I do enjoy talking to people and do a lot of it.
All right. With that, we'll continue. We'll be on the air for another 4 minutes. We'll take about 3 calls and get off. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I tuned into KQ, about 6 years ago, and needle hasn't left the dial, the number there. Keeps on all the time. And I was wondering about advertisements, too.
So,
would you work on, does it have to be an established company or what?
No, as a matter of fact, from our very beginning, we've taken very unestablished companies and helped them to become established companies.
Because I'm a one-man business.
No, not at all. The only thing that I would advise you is that since you are a one-man business, and if you're a relatively new one-man business, be very careful in your advertising expenditures, because very competent business people have made the right decision in just about every aspect of their business, and then they managed to somehow get involved in advertising, and it can be a somewhat seductive process, and it can become a real ego trip, and you really have to watch that, because you've got to watch your advertising expenditures. Obviously, if it turns out that your product is appropriate to be advertised on radio, and that this radio station reaches a market which you would consider to be a target for your product, I think this is an excellent sales vehicle. And I'm involved in that. But I always caution new advertisers, please watch your advertising dollars, and don't let ourselves or anyone else go against your own best judgment about what you can afford in advertising, because some very small companies have never become very big companies simply because they couldn't handle the responsibility of an advertising budget.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay. Okay.
As I promised, we'll be taking two more callers and then finishing up. I'll thank this person for waiting. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, I'd like to say you're doing a fantastic job, but I'd really like to hear more Led Zeppelin, Van Halen, Rush, and more other hard rock.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd also like to, I was wondering why you have to cut power so much at sundown.
That sounds like a good question for George to answer.
Well, you're referring to AM, KQRS AM at 1440.
Like when you're listening in a car and then...
Right. Now, KQRS FM is presently 27,000 watts full-time. KQRS AM during the day is 5,000 watts, and during the night is 500 watts, excuse me. And it's a directional pattern, directional northeast. It's not something, obviously, that we want to do. It's something that, because there are a number of radio stations in the country and only a certain number of frequencies, we have to share them, basically. And there are other radio stations on 1440. At night, AM radio travels farther because of when the sun goes down, the atmosphere exchange, and so forth. So we must cut our power, and we must aim our signal northeast in order to protect other stations that are also operating 1440. This also means they're cutting back to protect us, so everybody turns their transmitters down. During the day, the problem isn't there. There's not a whole lot we can do about it because we're governed by the FCC. I would say if you would like to listen to KQ at night, you can probably pick up for about $20 to $25 a small FM converter that you plug into your AM radio in your car. And you then tune in KQ on the FM converter, and you punch a button, and it comes through your AM radio. You don't have to add another radio to the car. Secondly, you can, if you ever sell the car, you just pull the FM converter out and put it in your next one. So it's an investment that's forever.
Okay, thanks for calling. We're going to move on to our last caller. And thanks for waiting. Go ahead, you're on KQ Scope.
Oh, geez, am I lucky.
Last one, go ahead.
Yeah, I get this is a rather deep question, but I'll try to make it fast. I travel around the country quite a bit, and, I'll take San Francisco, for instance. They have a number of progressive, or AOR, if you will, stations. One of those is an Abrams station. Now, it's quite a bit looser than KQ, and this surprises me in that KQ really has no competition in an AOR station. If you got competition here, would you loosen up or tighten up to meet that competition?
Dick?
Hypothetical question, and I can't even give you a hypothetical answer because it would depend on what the competition does. Radio is strictly competition. The fact that you have listened to an Abrams consulted station in another market. You recall the call letters of that station?
Let's see. KYAFM.
Okay. The fact that you find that it is consulted and it has a somewhat different format than us is only a very graphic example that because of the kind of relationship we have with the program consultant, we are able to, from market to market, really tailor the basics of what is provided to us by the program consultancy into what works for that market. You will not find that every Burkhardt Abrams station across the country who's doing AOR would sound exactly alike. There's a great deal of variety. It surprises the program directors when they get together and are able to hear air checks from the various markets, just how different each of their formats does sound.
Well, the only difference I found in that station was that they played more of their own local artists from the San Francisco area. Other than that, it was basically the same.
Okay, and they may find that for San Francisco that is more appropriate to do. Also, the fact that you mentioned that there are still quite a few progressive stations in San Francisco, one of which is KSAN FM, KSAN, which was the first considered by all of us to be virtually the Mother Earth progressive station, simply because it's the only one around that was the first to do it. There was another station earlier that started, but they ultimately folded. That market has many, many more radio stations than this market. We have 25 commercial frequencies, and I would estimate that San Francisco has close to 40 or 50. It also happens to be the kind of radio listening community that lends itself extremely well to that kind of format, and simply because you have more stations, you've got a much wider diversity, and you have a larger radio market in terms of potential for ratings, in terms of actual bodies, and in terms of radio advertisers.
Okay, and then I just one more quickie. I heard a commercial for Harpo's today, and they have their little slogan. One of the words was edited out. Tunes, Tokes, and Times. Tokes was edited out.
Correct.
Why? It always didn't used to be.
Right, because the word Tokes is not being accepted for copy on the station at this time.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Yep.
And that's our last call of the evening. We're a little bit over time already. And as usual, everybody who appears on this program gets a brief time for final summation. I'd like to give you each about a half a minute. We'll maybe start out with George. Pointers for people, last kind of things you want to leave with them?
The only summation is, like I said, I've been in Minneapolis area for about 5 or 6 weeks. So I'm probably the newest one here at KQ. And the only thing I can say is, with relation to IDS, I've done a lot of reading. As Dick had said earlier, the project has been around for 8 or 9 years. It's coming. Just kind of bear with us, because as soon as we get all the necessary authorizations and all the engineering studies, we're going to put it together.
Thanks, George.
Bill, since I always rag on you that your shows run too late anyway, I won't contribute to it tonight except to say that I've appreciated talking with listeners, no matter what their viewpoints, input, or comment tonight, and also that I will be here for probably 10 minutes after if some people who called and didn't get a chance to talk would like to give some input. We'll try and stay for a few minutes and just take some direct conversation from people over the phone.
All right. The people you've been listening to are Dick Poe, station manager here at KQ, and George Wuerl, our new chief engineer. Next week, there will be a KQ Scope on Christmas Eve. We're going to be talking about Christmas, Hanukkah, religious subjects in general, the role of religion in society, perhaps why a lot of people are depressed around Christmas time, anything along that line. The guests are not solid yet, so I won't announce any names, but there will be a Scope program on that general subject next Sunday at 10 o'clock. With that, we'll thank all of you for being with us this evening, and now back to Mary Solem.
Thank you, Bill. You are tuned to KQRS FM and KQRS AM Golden Valley, Twin Cities album station, and my name is Mary Solem.